The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WHIO and Cox Media Group.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
We want to put you on the WHIO payroll.
I want to win so bad.
Win $1,000 cash 5 times every weekday.
Now you're talking.
The WHIO payroll payout is sponsored by SOCA, the Southern Ohio Chamber Alliance. Always looking out for the best interest of small business owners. You're on WHIO.
And I hope you're taking it easy out there. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy every Saturday at noon on WHIO's Ask the Expert Weekend. Thanks for tuning in today, and welcome to Auto Talk. We are live in the studio. Thanks for joining us. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you, Jan. Thanks for the introduction, and we are thrilled to be here again live in the studio. It's really good. We always enjoy these live broadcasts. We get that opportunity to interact with everybody who's listening, and we want to say thank you in advance to all of you for tuning in. And we've got another great action-packed broadcast show for you today. Tons of things to talk about, but I want to start off with the first thing that's the most important. You, the listeners, you out there on Facebook, we'd love to hear from you. This is a talk show. That means we don't just talk to each other. We'd like to talk to you. So please give us a call today at 457-1290. The lines are open. Our producer will certainly get you over to us quickly, but give us a call, whatever's on your mind.
And meanwhile, Dave takes notes all week long. He has some interesting emails. He has interesting calls that come in and questions to him, so he's happy to answer your questions, both today here live in the studio at 457-1290, also on Facebook. So be sure and check us out on Facebook at Murphy's Auto Care's Facebook page. We have a good time, and we have a lot of fun, and we like to hear from everyone. Anything automotive, we'll be taking your questions. So, Dave and Jan Murphy, gosh, we've been in Beaver Creek for 27-plus years, and we're now in Centerville for about 6 months. We bought an existing auto repair there in Centerville. Things are going gangbusters. We've seen a lot of dear friends over the years and some new friends that we're meeting, so that's right. We want to thank everybody. We are dealing with some, you know, parts situations and, you know, just backlogs of things. So please be patient with us, but you can go online and schedule an appointment, request an appointment at either location by going to murphysautocare.com. So we're the owners of, again, Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek and in Centerville. We have two locations. We're open 7:30 to 5:30 to serve you and your family's vehicle needs, and we'd love to see you. So today on the show, we're going to be talking about all kinds of things in the shop this week, what we're seeing in the industry,
that's right,
as well as some concerns, parts shortages and or new car sales, used car sales. We're just going to talk about everything automotive today. We have a lot of information that we would like to share with you, and we welcome your thoughts and your comments. So great. Let's have a great show.
Absolutely. So join in here with us.
Love doing it.
Give us a call. Like I said, we are streaming live right now on our Facebook page, so join us wherever you're comfortable at, or in your car while you're driving. Hey, you know, but don't take your hands off the wheel or your eyes off of it either. So we're there. We just love hanging out with all of you. We do have a lot of things to chat about, certainly that some of the things I never got to a couple of weeks ago. But again, give us a call, 457-1290. Right now, we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to talk to you. With that, I will jump into one of these burning topics, you know, that I've seen throughout several weeks now, and I'm seeing things and I'm listening and talking to other shop owners around our community, and certainly talking to a lot of customers. We all are. We interact with a bunch of people all week long. One of the things that, if you know us, you know our company, and we're just well known for it, we do something called a digital inspection. It's a courtesy inspection. We've done it for years. We do it for our customers. We do it on every car, every time we see it, because we believe it's the right thing to do, to make sure you're aware of what's going on with your car, your truck, your motorhome, doesn't matter what it is. Well, I've known this for years. Jan, you've known it too. Inspections, sometimes called PMIs or preventive maintenance inspections, they've always been done by some places. Just depends on whether it's a new car dealer. They do them to some degree. Some shops do them. We've always done it. We've always been about sharing the information, never about pressuring, because that's not what we're here for. We're here to work with people. But it's really kind of chewing at me, because I've seen a lot of folks, and this has been going on for a while, where they've had their vehicles places. They were supposedly inspected. They were looked at. It's always called a courtesy. It's a courtesy from us. But not everybody approaches that the same way. And that's really what I wanted to dive in with today, because there's the cursory, you know, as I'm changing the broken part on your car walk around, and oh, by the way, I think you should know your car might need brakes or tires. There's the old paper form that has been used, and if you're, you know, you've been driving cars for a while and had your car in for service, you've probably seen it, maybe had it presented to you, might have had a red, yellow, green type column with what, check marks in it, right, Jan?
Sure.
And so those, you know, that's what the world lived with for a while, but, and they were all great, and I think they are great. And like I've said, we use something called a digital inspection. That means our technicians and our process in our business is that everybody in our shop is operating on an iPad, and they're all following the same process, so there's tremendous consistency. And that inspection is one that we collectively as a group, after, you know, we talk about it all the time. It's based on our experience, based on what we see happen to vehicles, so we can help people know right now what's critical, maybe what out in the future. And that's really the purpose of everybody's inspection.
Well, test and inspect. And many of you may have been listening to Dr. Dyer on the previous show, Back to Health, and that's exactly what they do, too, when you're coming in to see them. Test and inspect.
Great.
He was talking about the blood test earlier and how important that is to get your baselines. So these digital inspections are like the baseline for your car. And we want you to know what to expect now and what to expect in the future. And we can see underlying conditions in your car, just like Dr. Dyer can see underlying conditions in your blood tests. And they can help you have a better informed path on where to go from here.
Absolutely.
So very, very similar to healthcare, only not nearly as important. But
yeah, that's right.
it's just an analogy that comes to top of mind for me. So
I think it's excellent.
We need one. Our cars. We often have people come in and say, you know, I need my car fixed, but I don't have a lot of money. And it's like, well, let's find out what needs to be fixed and what your important issues are. You need to have your car to get to work. You need to have your car to get the kids to school or soccer practice or go visit a loved one. You need your car for different reasons, and not everybody has an extra car that they can use when one may be in need of some love. So get your cars in for regularly scheduled maintenance, just like you should get your body in for regular scheduled maintenance. And that way you won't have breakdowns and problems that kind of snowball before your eyes by not knowing what's going on.
That's right. And to take that one step further, you know, really my point on this when I had it and I thought about it was, are all inspections really created equally? And certainly they're not. And that's really what I wanted to share with our listeners today, Jan, in addition to what you just shared. And I think that was a great analogy used to Dr. Dyer, is just that what we see is there is in many cases, a false security given to a lot of consumers, a lot of motorists out there when they go to places and they get something fixed, something, you know, that they're aware of, maybe a noise or a squeak or the car doesn't run right, whatever's going on, or vibration. And there's this sheet handed to them and says, look, hey, by the way, we inspected everything and everything's okay on your vehicle. That's the concerning part, is that we see this all the time. And then we have folks come into us and go, well, my car was just checked. How could anything be wrong with it? And quite honestly, you have to remember there's the human factor. There's the human factor of the technician. There's the human, and then there's the motivation of all of that about what's really going on. What do they have going on that day? Maybe they've got five other cars they got to fix, they got to get to it. So are they really spending real quality time going through a consistent process to look things over? And that's what's key. And trust me, it's not that, you know, that everybody can be perfect all the time. But it's
we
a focus
train,
on it.
train. We want to be consistent. We want to be thorough for your benefit.
It's really important that that report from that inspection actually be accurate and that it have value to it. And I think it has greater value to it when it is done consistently. When a motorist can know when they take their vehicle into a specific or particular repair business, they're always going to see that, and they're going to see the progression of things with their vehicle, and it's just you know, it helps them understand. I think it really, number one, for a repair business, it builds a much better relationship between the owner of the vehicle and the owner or the people in the shop. But most of all, it should give people that own their vehicles a real peace of mind and a real clear understanding. And that's the whole point of it. So as I walk away from this content with you or this subject, what I'd like to leave you with is when you're out, you have your vehicle serviced wherever you may go. Look at that inspection. If they're saying
questions.
We did an inspection,
sure.
Great.
What does this mean? Ask the questions.
And if your car has more than 25 or 30,000 miles on it, it's highly unlikely that everything really is okay or in the green. So what that could mean is that someone was in a hurry and they just didn't take the time to thoroughly check it. You know, your family depends on that dependability and sometimes the safety of it. So think twice about it.
You know, they should be checking your fluids, checking the air in their tires, taking a look at belts and hoses, doing some simple inspections and noting that digitally.
That's right.
At Murphy's Auto Care is we
important.
Send that to you wherever you are, whether you're at home, at work, or working at home. We send that to you so that you have that, and then you can make an educated decision on, you know, what your car may need, and it plants that seeds for what you might need 6 months from now or a year from now. Just letting you know what to expect with your car, much like if you just know what to expect with how you're feeling and your human body, then it's just being informed is key. So
that's right.
Always
that's right.
Ask questions.
Great comment here from Alon on our Facebook feed. And what we're really talking about here is you need to trust, but you got to verify. And I think that's the responsibility of everybody,
absolutely.
Of everyone out there that owns a vehicle. You know, you just need to verify it. And let's face it, nobody wants to hear. There's a few issues we wanted to share with you, right? Because a lot of times, and over the years, the automotive industry has given themselves a black eye because they were promoting and presenting and recommending things that really weren't necessary. But when it's done digitally and it's photographs, it's got explanations, it's got links to videos that help motorists understand why someone is saying, hey, this is a concern, or it might be a concern in 6 months. Let's just keep a heads
up.
Well,
we don't want to just fix the
valuable.
Symptom. We want to fix the problem, not
exactly.
The symptom. So that's where trust but verify comes into play because we're testing things, and it could be a root cause of another problem. And so sometimes we have to dig a little deeper, and it's not as easy as we might initially think. So, again, don't fear asking questions to your service provider. And if you're looking for a good service provider in your area, just Google and read their reputation. Find out about them. If you're not happy with where you're going, go ahead and read the reviews. See what other people are saying. Check out their website. Are they master certified? Are they ongoing education? Are they a staple in the community? I mean, you want to go to a trusted repair shop that you know is going to take care of you and all of your different cars for the long run, not just, you know, one manufacturer.
That's
you can
right.
take all your cars there, drop one off, pick one up, and we're going to have more about that when we come back from a break. Stay tuned. We will be right back. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care here on Auto Talk.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And thanks for sticking with us here on Auto Talk. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy from Beaver Creek and from Centerville. We're open 7:30 to 5:30 to serve you and your family's vehicle needs. And we love seeing our customers each and every day with bright smiles, but sometimes they've got some concerns or questions with their cars. We're going to try to answer in the shop as well as on the air as well as on Facebook. We're going to try to answer your questions the best we know how. I mean, Dave's got about 100 years experience.
Huh?
And so we appreciate you. We appreciate you and your questions. What have you got for people?
Well, right now, I do not want to forget to make this announcement. If you are into all things automotive and really beautiful vehicles and just out there, outlandish, cool stuff, then you today need to get north of town up to the Gearhead Fest today. It's going.
Can you hear him?
Can you hear me? Yep, we've got volumes checking with my producer. Yeah, you need to get to the Gearhead Fest. It's at RC Enterprises starting today at 1 o'clock, running until 5 p.m.
The address is 4433 Spence Road. That's between kind of north of New Carlisle and a little bit east as you head over to Springfield. If you know where the roundabout is up on 235, take a right, go out about 3 miles, they're there. Food trucks, they've got a DJ, a lot of fun, a lot of games, but most of all, a ton of really beautiful cars, trucks, exotic vehicles, all kinds of beautiful stuff. And all the fees and donations today are going directly to the USO. So hats off to RC Enterprises at their, I don't know how many years they've been doing this, but it's a huge event at the Gearhead Fest. So at any rate, make sure that you get out there, and we want to say thanks. Okay. All right. I guess we're going to have to switch to a different feed here. We lost a mic. So if you did not hear me, should I repeat that? We're good on that one now? Gotcha. Okay. Good, good.
Yeah, you're good.
Thank goodness we got two producers today, huh? Mm-hmm.
And two mics and two mouths. We have two mouths.
You got to have two of everything sometimes, and maybe three for a little backup. So at any rate, wanted to say thanks to those guys out there. Go out and see Randy, Cindy, and Frank and all their family. They just do a great job at Gearhead Fest. So thanks for doing that. We do have a couple callers on the line. Let's go to Terry in Springfield, if we can get to Terry, Tyler.
I'm here.
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Good. You guys?
Excellent.
We're
thanks.
We're doing good. Thanks for the call today. How can we help you?
First thing I want to say is I try to listen to you every Saturday, and I think you guys have a great program.
Well thank you for listening, and thank you for the compliment. We really enjoy doing it.
Okay. Well, I can tell that by your voices.
We've got some enthusiasm. You know how that goes.
What I'm interested in today is, what do you think the longevity of synthetic oil is? And the most popular one is no doubt Mobil 1.
Right.
Used to be you changed your oil every 3,000 miles, but now with the synthetics out, what do you think the longevity is?
Well, Terry, it's a great question. We've talked about this a few times over the years.
So the longevity with the synthetic oil versus regular oil, like we used to change every 3,000
right.
miles, is what? What's the difference, Dave?
Yeah, well,
I think it's a thermal viscosity breakdown.
So let me back up a little bit, folks. Terry, if you don't mind, I'm going to just rephrase that a little bit because we've got folks on our stream on Facebook as well. But the question is from Terry. He's in Springfield. He's saying, hey, what do we think really is our forecast on the longevity of using a good quality synthetic oil in your vehicle like Mobil 1? And we can say that on the radio. So the answer is, I think, twofold, quite honestly. If you're a do-it-yourselfer and you change that yourself, obviously you're very in tune to your vehicle and you're paying attention to it. And of course, if you're using a very good, high-quality oil filter, I believe you can run that vehicle 7,500 miles, 8,000 miles, as long as you're being consistent and paying attention to it. Will the oil last longer? It may, but you got to take into consideration your driving conditions. You know, does the vehicle idle all the time? Is the vehicle driven on the highway all the time at speeds, which is much easier, quite honestly, on a vehicle than sitting around at idle. So when you factor that in, you got to kind of combine that. And I can tell you from, you know, what we recommend to our customers at our business, to be safe, we still recommend if they're in a full synthetic, and by the way, most vehicles are operating now, the original equipment oil is full synthetic, the average
right.
vehicle on the road, we're still recommending that oil get changed between 5,000 and 6,000 miles. And here's the backstory of that. So people that obviously come to us don't do anything with their car. Half of them don't even know how to
themselves.
Open the hood.
Themselves.
Okay? So they're not checking anything. So the real reason, will the oil last longer than the oil change interval most places set? Yes, it will in most cases. But that car still needs to be seen. Just like Jan was talking about earlier on the show, you know, and Dr. Dyer was mentioning these regular maintenance visits, because that's when you catch other things. And nobody likes to be surprised. Will the oil last in your car? Sure. But how do we know if you got screws in your tires, ball joints worn out, belts ready to go, antifreeze leaking? You know, for the average person anymore, quite honestly, 90% of people do not work on their vehicles anymore.
They don't recognize their low tire, their bald tire,
right,
they're squeaking, they're grinding. They'll hear it, but they might not notice that over time the shocks and struts are wearing. But they're just fine. They're not broken. So it's just really awareness of how your car's doing. If you're changing your own oil and you're using the product, you're going to be aware of how your car's doing because you care enough to do it
That's
yourself.
Right.
That's right. And my hat's off to you if that's what you do, because yeah. I think that's still cool that people, you know, want to get their hands on their vehicles.
I don't do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, it may seem like it might be a little bit cost prohibitive to change synthetic oil twice a year, even if you're only driving 12 to 15,000 miles. But in the end, you're really saving money. You actually are. It's a great product in your vehicle, and if you've got it in the good hands or hands of a good automotive service provider, and if you're up in Springfield, I'm betting you do. There's a couple of great folks out there that I know of. At any rate, you know, that's where I would say stay in that 5,000 to 6,000 mile range, so that way the vehicle consistently gets seen. I don't know if you just heard me mention, by the way, the Gearhead Fest going on out at RC Enterprises. They're just west of Springfield. They also use the same digital inspection process that we do, and so they're on that kind of track with their customers as well. But you may or may not know them or go there.
Well, what do you think about if you don't have that much mileage on? What do you think about changing every year?
Well, that's absolutely possible, based on, again, your driving conditions. You know, if when you do drive, you take that vehicle out and you get it fully warmed up and you get the moisture, the condensation that's the byproduct of combustion out of that vehicle, I think that oil's most likely going to be okay, especially if you're talking you're only driving at 5,000 to 7,000 miles in a year. Yeah, you could change it annually if you're using a full synthetic high-quality product. So, hey, great, great question, Terry.
Very
we got
question.
To run to a break again. Thank you so much for
no
joining
problem.
Us here on Auto Talk.
And have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Stay well. See you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Terry, I love your program.
Thank you.
Program.
Thank you so much. We're going to be right back here on WHIO's Ask the Expert Weekend right after this commercial break.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right,
it's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek.
Absolutely.
And in Centerville. You can go online to murphysautocare.com and request an appointment any time of the day or night. I mean, you can make your request any time of the day or night. Doesn't mean you can get an appointment. We're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Back to the show.
Right before the break,
we were talking about the Goodwill Auto Auction. I want to take a minute and talk about that. We've got a lot going on with GoodwillDaytonAuto.com. You can go there to find out more information. That's GoodwillDaytonAuto.com, or you can call 228-2886. 228-2886. That's 228 Auto. And you can donate or you can purchase a car on the auto auction. Right now, let's talk about that really pretty little Mustang.
Yeah, it is. A little 66 Mustang. We started that project hand in hand with Goodwill earlier this year, and moving it in and out, getting things going on. But it is now actually up on a live auction. The auction is going to run about another 6 days. A lot of activity on it. But if you're looking by chance for a cool little, you know, classic vehicle, 66, it's got a V8, it's got an automatic in it. It is a runner now. It does actually run and operate. It is dependable, but it's also going to need a full restoration on it. But the pictures are, there's a ton of pictures at the Goodwill Auto Auction site. All you got to do is just go to that site that Jan mentioned earlier. Just Google Goodwill Auto Auction Dayton, and you click on the website button and follow the prompts. There's a couple of clicks you got to go through, and you'll see the listing. You can see the vehicle, and like I said, you can continue to bid on it. But it's going to make a nice car. I think it's a nice project for somebody that, hey, has been wanting to build a little 66, a little two-door. It's a coupe. But at any rate, it's going to help a bunch of people here in the
Miami
Valley.
And we really enjoy partnering with the Goodwill Dayton Auto Auction because it does, all the proceeds stay right here in the Miami Valley from auction proceeds and from your donations. And it helps so many people right here in the Miami Valley. And now, more than ever, again, people right here in the Miami Valley need help, and the Goodwill Easter Seals does so much for them.
Absolutely.
We've been to their facility. They have something for everybody there. They're truly helping people get back up on their feet.
Yep, and this is a time to do that. I'll tell you what. So donate. I can't say it enough. Whatever vehicle you have that you no longer are going to keep, need, want, for whatever reason, the Dayton Goodwill Auto Auction is the place to do it. And Jan mentioned earlier, it's the phone number is 228-AUTO or 228-2886. Or just go to their website, donate it. It's super simple. It happens in hours. It's out of your way. And it's on to help other people in your community. Can't say enough for them.
Thank you. So one of the things we want to talk about is BG product. They're in our spotlight with FrigiClean and the vehicle climate control service that we do offer. Let's talk about that. We've had a lot of heat and humidity, and you may notice when you get in your car that there's a specific odor maybe coming through your air conditioning vents, and let's talk about
you're
that.
You're good, Jan. I got to tell you, you're amazing.
Well, I'm a sensitive odor smeller, and it bothers me when something doesn't smell quite right, and so especially if Dave's grilling
flower.
Sometimes.
I don't do it in the car, though. Yeah, I never do that anymore.
Anyway, so the odor in the car can be resolved.
Yes, it can. And it's really an annual service. And I'm glad you mentioned this. We're going to do a weekly spotlight on BG products because I realize they have so many great processes, products, and services.
Would you put your hands down? You're making me dizzy.
I'm making prey. Okay. So at any rate, the FrigiClean, funny name, catchy name. But what it really does is inside your dashboard area, there's something called an evaporator. It's part of the air conditioning or HVAC system. That's also where the cabin air filter is located. Okay, folks, it's in there as well. And as you mentioned, Jan, we've had some tremendous heat, a lot of humidity, mm-hmm. and all that breeds, all that moisture. When you're out driving around your car, is of course, there's a ton of moisture coming off that evaporator. That's what's dripping out underneath your vehicle right in front of the floorboard where you see clear water. That's the moisture coming off of that. But what that causes over time is that causes mold, bacteria, and it builds up on the evaporator. The evaporator looks like the radiator in your car, if you've ever seen a radiator.
It's not just filtered, so the filter is just as important.
Correct.
But the filter doesn't get everything.
Right, and so, exactly. So you got to make sure there's a clean filter in your vehicle called a cabin air filter. And the other thing is, if you are not familiar with it, and if you are noticing an odor, like Jan said, especially when you get in, you turn on the AC in your car, and it's kind of like, blah, kind of, you know, just musty.
I mean, it's cold and it feels good, but it stinks.
It stinks. Or, you know, a lot of things cause that. Pet hair can cause that because it gets drawn in by the blower motor and then sticks to the evaporator core.
Wet dog.
All kinds
of
things.
Yeah, I think I smell that.
But it'll cause a car to have an odor that's not pleasant. So the easiest way to do that is to look for someone that uses BG products. We're a local distributor here in the Miami Valley. There are other places, of course. But the process is called FrigiClean. It's very simple. It takes about an hour. And you'll be amazed at how that will clean that off. And it gets it out of there, you know, annually is what we recommend. Get it out of there, get it done, get
so,
it treated.
So speaking of BG products, what about this? You made a note about this. Brake fluid .3451 now 6.
All those
numbers. I can't even make heads or tails of your notes. What does that mean?
I'll say the nice segue, Jan. Very good. So we use BG products as well for all of our brake fluid exchanges. But there's a lot happening in the brake fluid industry and in the world because of all of the technologies on modern vehicles. And so one of those is being driven by all of the connectivity between anti-lock brake systems, sometimes called ABS, traction control systems, because now we've got to change the way the ABS system works. They're at running at higher pressures. So it's causing a demand for now a brake fluid that doesn't aerate, doesn't cavitate. Before, you know, older vehicles, we didn't have brake fluid. We didn't have ABS on
them. So these are different types of fluids.
Different
one,
types.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
Well, like kind of. But anyway, so
that's
.3 has been the baseline fluid for years. .4 has also been a brake fluid we've all been using for years. .5 has been out there now for several years. Now we've got 5.1, and they're just releasing .6.
I just want to know, why would consumers really care?
Here's why they would care. I thought you'd never ask. Okay? Because it's easy when vehicles are in someone's shop and you go back to the vehicle inspection, digital inspection we talked about earlier in the program today. Many times people will recommend to the owner of the vehicle, "Hey, you know, your brake fluid's dirty, we should change it. We should do that." And maybe that's correct. Maybe that is true. But there needs to be, as you also mentioned earlier, some data, some testing that gives us the data for that. There's reasons to change it. And there's also intervals to change brake fluid, typically every 30,000 miles. get it out of the vehicle and replace it all. The problem that can come up is now, since we have virtually 5 to 6 different types of brake fluids, you got to make sure your provider is actually putting the OE, or original equipment recommended, fluid back in your vehicle.
Is that in the manual?
It'll be in the owner's manual.
Is it on the door panel?
It's in every service manual. And any service technician that does that and is, you know, typically a well-qualified, certified technician, will be looking and should be looking at the process.
Where's that information attainable?
That information is, of course, in all the service manuals that we read on our side of the fence over in the tech world, but it's also typically in the owner's manual for the vehicle, so you could find that online as well.
But what happens if you put the wrong number in?
The wrong fluid. Well, it really depends, because some of these fluids are glycol-based, and the higher numbers are typically all synthetic-based. They don't mix well, and they'll turn into basically globules of mud inside the system, which will then cause a failure in either the analog module, the analog controller, or the brake pedal will not feel like it should feel, and the car maybe it'll stop it as you should.
So if a
be.
Consumer has the wrong type of brake fluid, mm-hmm. that could cause a problem, and
yes.
those symptoms could occur, and they should get the car into their service provider and double check what kind of brake fluid was used.
Absolutely.
So we want to thank BG Automotive Products. Not only do they provide us with fluids, they provide us with excellent
training and the equipment.
They train every single one of our staff into their products that they use. So thank you very much, BG Automotive Products. We use them each and every day at Murphy's Auto Care, and we will continue to do so.
Absolutely. Appreciate them being a part of the show. Also, I'm real quick, while we're on that sponsor line, let's say thank you to Mike's Car Wash. They've got a couple cool things going on. Another one of your, I think, special things, Jan, right, is a clean car. Always like a clean one. It's smelling good inside and out. And we just can't say enough about what Mike's Car Wash does for every community that they're in. They do have 4 great locations here in the Miami Valley, 2 in Centerville, 1 in Beaver Creek, and now 1 in, I believe it's South Lebanon. A couple of things going on there you want to know about. About a year or so ago, they introduced a product, a ceramic treatment, and you could get it typically when you had a Works or an Ultimate Wash. Well, now you can get an unlimited Ultimate Plus, which includes the ceramic. Okay, just check it out. Go online to their website, which is mikescarwash.com. And also, they're running a $15 Ultimate deal every Tuesday and Wednesday. So check that out as well. You can save a lot of money, and most of all, you can protect your car and keep it looking good longer, which makes it last longer, which lets you save money.
And,
on
you know,
your
Mike's
car.
Car Wash, they're so dependable. Their people there are just friendly and professional. They make you feel good every time you come in and you get your car washed. And if it's not exactly how you thought, they'll wash it again. Mostly that ceramic sealant's going to help those bugs slide right off.
Oh, yeah.
As well as some dirt. The thing that I like is they're open from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. There's just no reason not to go through Mike's Car Wash. And, you know,
they're there when you're there. Usually.
You're on your way to see somebody. Buy a book of buy a wash book. They make great gifts.
Right. You can buy them right there when you're in.
Buy somebody a wash book.
All right. Well, thank you again, Mike's Car Wash. Last point on Mike's Car Wash is that if you want to get a free Ultimate Wash and your car needs service, go to murphysautocare.com and schedule your visit with us any Wednesday of any week. And you're going to get a free Mike's Ultimate Car Wash. That's worth an extra $20 just by coming in and getting your car service in.
So one of the things in the email bag that this week is somebody's burning oil, but there's no, or they're losing oil. They're
yep.
having to put oil in their car, but there's no leaks.
Yeah, really, really common. You know,
so I know I've learned you're either burning it or it's dripping.
That's
what
right.
else could be happening?
Well, it's that. If it's not leaking, the engine is consuming it. And there's a whole lot of controversy now for years about engines that consume oil. And, you know, manufacturers, in an effort to not have to replace engines in all of their vehicles for cars, have come up with what they consider to be a normal, customary, and satisfactory consumption level. And for most manufacturers, that's anywhere from a quart of oil every 1,000 miles or so, which is still, in a well-maintained engine, not normal. So, excuse me, We do look into that. But one of the key things is, and I mentioned earlier, I jokingly said, you know, most folks don't even open the hood on their car. And that's quite honestly true, to be honest with you. You're never going to know The only two indicators are either you took your vehicle in and somebody actually checked the oil before they changed the oil, which is our process, and hopefully everybody else is out there, or you checked it and you realize it's low, or the oil, there's big spots all over where you drive and where you, I should say, where you park your vehicle. You know, and if you park your vehicle on gravel, you may not know. You may not realize that. So we see this all the time. But folks, there are many, many vehicles out there now, and there's under any brand name, it just doesn't matter, that tend to burn more oil. And that really comes from extended oil change intervals. You know, we talked to Terry earlier in the show today. We were talking about how long or really what's normal to change the oil if you're using synthetic products. And this is exactly the reason that I said most, you know, good shops are going to recommend and, you know, put your sticker on the window for you when to bring that car back so that things are being maintained. Things are being checked. It can get away from you quickly when you're not, you know, just not aware. Life's busy, right? So that's what that was about. Oil loss, no leaks. It's burning it. Okay.
And if you're having any oil loss or anything going on with your Volkswagen, come see us in Centerville. Let's talk about that for 1 second before our next break.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we are really, really blessed to have such an amazing team of technicians with tremendous experience across the board.
At both locations.
Both locations. Yeah. But in our Centerville location, we have an extremely skilled and experienced Volkswagen technician. Any year of Volkswagen, it doesn't really matter. He is, like me, kind of cut his teeth originally starting out on Volkswagens in the very beginning. Of course, I moved to American vehicles, and he pretty much just hung out there with all the Beetles and the Bugs and whatever, you know, the old camper vans and the buses, but he isn't truly an expert in these vehicles. And if you own those vehicles and that's your go hang out in on Sunday, or you go to the car show on Friday and Saturday with it because you love driving those cars.
Or you just drive one every day.
Yeah, you know, you see one once in a while. Maybe you got a 1980, mid-80s Rabbit, or even a Dasher or whatever it is. If you can't find somebody to service that vehicle, give us a call in Centerville at Murphy's Auto Care. The number is area code 937-433-0140. And Bobby and Kent down there will get you in. We have two people on our staff there are amazing with Volkswagens. Yeah. So you don't have to go take it somewhere and wonder if they're going to get it right.
Well,
give us
we
a
work
call.
On everything.
We do.
But we've got some specialists, and we love to utilize their skills, and they love doing it. So.
Yep, it's absolutely, you know, it's weird.
We're going to run to another break here in just a second. We will be right back. Stay with us here on Auto Talks Ask the Expert Weekend.
It's an Ask the Expert Weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert Weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And thanks for listening to Auto Talk with Dave and Jan.
Welcome
every
back.
Saturday at noon. Welcome back to all of you on WHIO as well as those of you on our Facebook page. We appreciate you joining in, tuning in, and commenting. We like your calls and your questions. We're doing our best to answer your questions. We have a lot of tips and a lot of emails throughout the week that we like to answer everybody's questions. One of the things is the shocks and struts. Shocks and struts are something that we do run some promotions on a couple times a year because it needs to be top of mind. And let's explain again. I know we have before, but let's explain again why shocks and struts are so important around the 70 to 80,000 miles.
I thought you would never ask.
I know. I have a list of questions.
At any rate, folks, the struts, primarily most vehicles have a strut assembly on them now. There are some vehicles that still have a combination of struts and shocks. Regardless, they are all dampening devices. They're there to dampen the oscillation of the tire and wheel assembly as it moves over bumps, potholes, curbs, whatever it is someone runs over or encounters, right? Well, internally they have valving, little stainless steel plates with different size holes drilled in them that allows the hydraulic fluid to move through there. And over about, I don't know, 1 to 2 million oscillations, which equates to about 60 to 70,000 miles of driving for most vehicles, that is worn out. So internally, the valving is starting to fail. Because they die such a slow death, most folks driving their car don't notice it until the vehicle becomes now what you might explain as uncontrollable or has a stability issue. Most vehicles as well now have stability control in them, so you're going to get a quicker heads up about it. There might even be a light come on if it's that dramatic. But the rule of thumb is have them replaced at around 60 to 70,000 miles because that maintains your tires, that maintains the rest of the suspension in the vehicle, and it maintains the steering stability and safety overall of that vehicle.
So it's going to help you stop.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean they're worn out or trashed or gone at 90 or 100,000 miles. It just means the wear and tear is starting to affect the rest of the car.
That's right.
So even though consumers believe that they're just fine, I don't need them, I've been driving 150,000 miles or I have 180,000, I've never had to replace my shocks or struts. Keyword, I've never had to. Well, we're not recommending that you have to.
Or wait till they fall off.
We're recommending that you do it as a preventative and to keep your car in tip-top shape. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, you have to budget for that. We understand. We can help you budget because we have buy one, get one
half price
right now. We run this through August and September through one of our suppliers. You're going to get this at Murphy's Auto Care locations in Centerville and Beaver Creek. Give us a call.
Give us a call,
and you can buy one, get one half price. And that doesn't happen all year long, and that doesn't happen at other shops. You want to check that out. So we really appreciate you giving us a try on that, and it's a great opportunity for you to save some money there.
Absolutely. And that's really what we're about. We believe that maintenance done regularly is what saves money, and it does. And I just believe it. Jan and I have been doing this our entire working careers. We know that. We know that that saves money. And most of all, it saves the inconvenience of breakdowns by just maintaining vehicles. It's kind of the reason the whole aircraft industry changes components on regular scheduled intervals.
Regularly scheduled maintenance is key in saving you money in the long run. And it's not just about saving you money. It's about the convenience of a breakdown.
Absolutely.
Or the convenience of other components wearing and tearing because you didn't replace your shocks and struts, or because you didn't replace your tires, or because you didn't have your fluids changed. So make sure you're asking for BG Automotive fluids. And I'll tell you what, at Murphy's Auto Care, we want to thank KOI Auto Parts because they supply us with parts and have been for years. They are the professional's choice, the true professional's choice. They enable us to have our 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. So we thank you
That's very much,
KOI Auto Parts. They get us parts. They're fast. They're convenient. They're reliable. So thank you, KOI Auto Parts, for your sponsoring. Without your sponsorship, this show wouldn't be possible.
Absolutely. You know, we real quickly, we're getting close here. I just want to say also, engine and transmission failure replacement is at an all-time high demand in my over 40 years. And
true.
A lot of reasons driving it. I just want to mention it to people. If you at all have an inkling your vehicle's not running properly, get it in to wherever you take it.
So that you don't need a new engine.
That's right. Get it properly inspected. What we're seeing right now is engines and transmissions to be replaced are taking as much as a month to get just the unit to fix your car.
Right.
That used to take 2 days.
So change your oil.
Change your oil. Talk to your provider. Make sure that you trust them and have a great relationship with them.
You can't just go out and buy a new car anymore.
Right.
I mean, that's just not always an option.
Ask them about their digital inspection. We've talked about all these things. We're going to keep talking about it. We know it's the right thing to do. And right now, the right thing to do is we've got to say thanks to all of you for joining us. We've got to go. That's hard to believe. We've already been here an hour.
Have a great weekend.
Have a wonderful weekend. Make it a safe weekend. And hey, the weather's getting good. Run up to just north of New Carlisle. Run up to the Gearhead Fest and take your kids and have some fun. Look at some really beautiful vehicles. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us here
today
on Auto Talk. Have a wonderful weekend.
And thank you.
WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station from the CJSHeatingandAir.com studios. You call, we come, it's fixed.